Trigger warning. The following video will make you laugh, cringe, and possibly cry. Oh, and it contains a one really fucked up and confused dude. Enjoy, cunts.
Good try. You have to bifurcate it. Did she deserve the honor? Probably not. Is she brave? Of course she's brave. All those years invested is the sports legend. To come out transgender is horribly difficult. It is the most difficult thing you can do. I've been overseas. I've flown helicopter missions, surveillance missions. I've been shot, stabbed. Being brave is being yourself. And being transgender is about the bravest thing you can do.
Ha! Gay!
Did she deserve the award?
65?
Yes.
Why are we mainstreaming delusion?
It's not delusion.
Why would you call it delusion?
Because Bruce Caitlyn Jenner, I'll call him Caitlyn Jenner.
No,
because
it's
that's
her. You're not being polite to the pronoun.
Because
disrespectful.
Okay, forget about the disrespect. Facts don't care about your feelings. It turns out that every chromosome, every cell in Caitlyn Jenner's body is male with the exception of some of his sperm cells.
It turns out that
he still has all of his male appendages. How he feels on the inside is irrelevant to the question of his biological status.
I don't agree with that. I'm not on that train. She wants to be called she. I'm going to call her she. I just have a problem with the message and the messenger.
I'm Michael Jordan. Stop it. Get some help.
I'm going to do two things. I want to reiterate what Zoe said, which is the bifurcation of the courage to come forward after a lifetime as a male and a certain kind of a male versus did she deserve this award? Listen, the awards, what are award ceremonies except the opportunity to catch some eyes?
Especially the ESPN.
ESPN, well done, ABC. Yeah. They did exactly what their job was, attract eyes. They did it. That's what award ceremonies are for. But in terms of the science behind gender dysphoria, you're very familiar with that, Zoe.
Very familiar.
It's not about the chromosome. Excuse me, the chromosomes within
we
our
both know
nuclei.
Chromosomes don't necessarily mean you're male or female.
Gender.
Let me just grab my stuff off the bus.
With gender,
gender
of course.
Identity. Go ahead. No, so
especially, but even so, you have a thing like Klinefelter's syndrome. So you don't know what you're talking about. You're not educated on genetics.
Would you like to discuss the genetics?
No.
Your genetics?
So I'd stay away from the genetics and back to the brain scans.
You cut that out now, or you'll go home in an ambulance.
It's midday, and rubbish transvestite Emily Howard is paying a visit to his local swimming pool.
First things first, I am a lady. And I would like a lady swim, please.
Men, women, whatever, is £2.60.
That's right, a lady's swim. Oh, where's my purse? Oh, it's in my lady's handbag that I bought from a lady shop, from a lady. These coins are so heavy. Of course, you wouldn't notice being a man. Oh, heaven knows what that is like. I do not. How could I? I'm a lady. Is there a pool reserved for women folk?
No, there's just one pool. It's mixed.
No? Really?
Yeah, there is a ladies-only swim night on Tuesday nights.
Oh, a Tuesday nights, you say?
Yeah, so you can't come then.
No, you're right. I can't come then. I'm doing ladies' things that night that ladies do, because that's what I am, a lady. I've got my lace handkerchief on the floor.
There you are, mate.
I bet you're wondering what those initials stand for. E-H, it's Emily. Emily Howard. I have a lady's name because that's what I am, a lady.
Yeah, the pool's that way.
Oh, thank you. And where are the changing rooms?
Right, the men's changing rooms are just over there.
Oh, so you have changing rooms for men. Very good. And the ladies?
Well, the ladies' change, which is for ladies only, is right next door.
Merci, monsieur.
So men can't go in there. They get thrown out.
I should hope so. Thank you. I found it. Ha 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 ha
Yeah, that seems mildly inappropriate for a political discussion.
No, gotcha, I know. Bitch. Well, but wait, to be fair, but you, no, but you to be are, fair, wait, but to be fair,
violence, you are,
but to be fair, you're being, actually being kind of rude.
You're
no, no, no,
and that's
no, no,
not fair.
I'm sorry, it's not rude to say that someone who is biologically a male is a male.
You just
someone who is
sir.
Biologically male is a male.
But Mr. Shapiro, you know, you knew very well that saying that to Zoe would be egregiously insulting.
Stop it. Get some help.
I think it's very important that ladies like us, we are ladies, aren't we?
Oh, yes, Emily, we are certainly two of them.